The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Well, there you have it. Here we are at 7 o'clock in the morning. I could have started out with "Good morning, Vietnam." Hey, it's a little too early for that. What time is it? It's 0700. You, what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. I could have started out with that, but no. You know, you can tell I've had my 2 cups of coffee, actually 4. Hey, for those of you joining us, Happy New Year! Is it really that happy? I don't know. It's like a continuation. We're going to have so much fun because we have, now we're live on shortwave 7.490. Now, do you know what that means? If you're listening right now, that means you can actually call in. You can. That's what we do here on this show. So, you can actually call in and let us know what you're thinking. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And we'd still like to hear your guest recommendations and topics for 2023. That's what it is now. What? Were you paying bills and you sat down and you wrote a check for 2022? You dated it January, whatever. It's 2022. Hey, you know, you're not alone here. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden it's a Freudian slip and it just happens. I know it does. And the older we get, the more we have a tendency to misdate our checks when we're paying bills. But whatever, you know, I mean, that's what happens. Our calendar keeps reminding us you're getting older. So you can call and share us your thoughts if you also want to email us. The address is support at thepowerhour.com. And of course, again, 7.490 is live, not pre-recorded. And we're on from 7 to 9 a.m. now. And of course, this week at the Power Mall, we've got free shipping for orders $200 and over, excluding dropship items. And we also are still featuring the Winter Wellness Bundle. Why? Well, I think it's going to be around a while, and I'll tell you why it's going to be around a while, because winter's going to be around a while. I think March 21st is spring equinox, right? So that means our winter wellness special is going to be around for a while. But you get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D, which regularly retails at $70.90, on sale for $53. And then you can add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million to complete your winter wellness bundle. We're doing it all here because that's what keeps us going, right? So we have lots to talk about this morning, believe it or not. You know, and this either, did you notice there's no commercials up front? We just play the opener and here we are. So, you know, there's no waiting for 5 minutes of commercials at the top of the hour. So, you know, if you have us on speed dial, you know to call, right? Especially if you want to vent. you mean I might do some of that too? Yeah, never know. At this hour of the morning, people are going, wait a minute, what's Krieger doing here? He's venting at this hour? Oh my God, listen to this stuff. I woke up to, hey, it's not bacon and eggs, is it? Now see, in the biblical sense of things, we used to call it bacon and negs for negative. But see, you run it all together. It says bacon and eggs. You think it's just breakfast, but it's, what do people do? They subscribe to the local newspaper and they open up the local newspaper because, of course, they read everything that's in print and they believe it, right? Well, if it's in the newspaper, it must be true. Not necessarily so. Not especially if it's coming from mainstream media. They lie a lot. And You know, that's why I call it bacon and negs, because they put all this negative stuff and program your head. And then you go out and you're negative all day long and you just get into this funk and I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to do it anymore. You know, it's crazy. All right. Well, last week we told you about the COVID situation in China. Like you care? Well, you might. COVID infections may have exceeded 50% of the population in Chinese provinces and large cities, reaching as high as 80% in the capital city of Beijing. Wow. And you see, here's the problem with all of this. They're not transparent. The Chinese are not transparent. And see, what they want to do is obviously further the agenda of depopulating the world by letting all of these people. First off, they got to reduce their own population, so they're going to have to let them all die off, right? The country may see a peak of 25,000 people a day die. All right. Come on, get your calculator out here. Let's see. 25,000 times 365 is 9,125,000 people a year. For those of you who are, wow, that's a lot of people to process out, isn't it? Now, so you've got 9.9, let's just round that down to 9 million, since they say it could be, and let's multiply that times 10 years. You've got 90 million people. And that doesn't even put a dent in their billion population, does it? Not even a dent, unless they can come up with something else to do it, right? But see, here's the thing. Now, the CDC, in order to keep that narrative in play, imposed a new mandate for travelers from China, but experts are noting several problems with it. This new travel mandate, beginning the 5th of January, that's 3 days away, folks. The CDC is going to impose a requirement that all passengers 2 years and older boarding flights to the United States from China have to produce a negative COVID-19 test or proof of recovery from the virus. Whoa. Why would they want to do that? Proof of recovery from the virus. Do they know something we don't know? Like maybe natural immunity is real? Huh. Think about that for a minute. Come on. I know it's only 7 minutes after the hour, but hey, you put that critical thinking cap on and forget all about this stuff that's going on in your head that's telling you otherwise. You know, if they tested positive to the virus 10 days before, like that's going to matter. Airlines are going to be required to confirm the negative test result or proof of recovery for all passengers, regardless of nationality or vaccination status, before passengers are even allowed to board the plane. Otherwise, the airline has to deny boarding for the passenger. So you see, everybody's going to be trying to figure out a way to sneak on the plane. Yeah. And you see, we already know that the PCR tests are 92% flawed. So what do you think that's going to do if people are still producing spike proteins? Well, you just never know. PCR tests might kind of go bonkers and they get into the country and they're infected. And here's another problem about COVID. They have a study out now that looked into the age-stratified infection fatality rate of COVID-19 among the non-elderly population. And here's the thing. We're talking about 0 to 19 years. In this particular category, the median infection fatality rate, that means they get COVID and they die of it. If you're a newborn all the way to 19 years of age, you're ready for this number? 0.0003. That's 10 thousandths, right? Yeah. We're talking the 10 thousandths, 3 to the 10 thousandth It's so minuscule. Yet they want to jab everybody. They want to jab your kids. From 20 to 29 years, the rate is 0.002. Decimal moves over one on the right side. Still, it's not at 1 point something. It's 0.002. And from 30 to 39, it's 0.011%. So here now we're looking at 0.1%, the older you get, between 40 and 49 years, 0.035%. So that's about 0.33% infection fatality rate. And it goes up. Between 60 and 69, it's 0.5. So it's 0.5%. And that's been conducted across 29 countries, which is why it made our global news segment, right? Oh, my. And, of course, comorbidity factors are going to figure right into this stuff. You know they're going to. It's craziness. But this is what they're going to do. And they're going to mess with us, and they're going to do the usual, whoa, you're being infected, and you're going to get infected, and we're going to have more of this, and this is Omicron, and oh, my God, and the variant, and KBB, and XBB, and whatever. And they're going to come up with all these acronyms and scare lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah. Krieger, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock in the bloody morning. Can you keep it down? Oh, let's talk softly, okay? Oh, my goodness. European energy crisis. Oh, we all knew that was going to happen because of Greta. We can point a finger right at Greta. Yep, we could. Can we poke her in the gut like the Pillsbury Doughboy and say, hey, you're a liar? France is close to electricity rationing over problems with local nuclear plants. Or nuclear, if you're Bush, nuclear. They're uncomfortably close to energy rationing because they're having issues with some of their nuclear power plants. The UK newspaper has claimed, or alleged rather, that Emmanuel Macron's France is currently coming close to having to do so because of the number of plants being taken offline over the last number of months. Gee, I wonder why that would be. Because of green. Yeah, it's all green. Well, boogers are green too, Emmanuel. You're not taking them offline. Sometimes they turn gold and people dig for gold. You know, it's a common habit. Oh, we got to have some levity after that. Nobody likes to hear about people freezing to death in the wintertime, but that may be something that you and me have to think about too, especially if you're not prepared, which is one of the reasons why we talk about stuff like this on our show, about being a prepper. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. And if people are making fun of you, it's because they're ignorant. They don't understand. They live in the world of cognitive dissonance, and they believe everything their government tells them, and they think when the proverbial caca hits the fan that the government is going to step in and take care of them. Boy, do they have another guest coming. We have the totally dysfunctional government, and what's going to happen is, hey, guess what? What is today? It's after the first of the year. That means they're swearing in a new Congress. Wow. Yeah, they're going to swear in new Congress, new senators. Yeah. And Mitch the Bitch is still the minority leader. Yeah, puts him in a minority. Votes. Hey, if you're going to act like a rhino, you're going to stay in that spot. See, we're tired of you, Mitch. You just remember that. Everybody's watching you. All your constituents are watching you. You can sit there and mumble all you want on the microphone in the Senate chamber. Nobody's paying attention. They're just looking at the end game. They're looking at the results. They're looking at the crap you're shoveling, and they don't like it. And so here is the start of the lame duck session of the Biden administration. That's where I predict this is going. Why do I say that? Well, it's my prediction. In last year's trends and predictions for 2022, well, 21 Wire identified a number of breaking trends in global developments. 2022 was truly the year of the apocalypse, according to them. They're not referring to the Hollywood concept, which is synonymous with Armageddon. You know, the movie? Yes, we're going to have to go up there and Bruce Willis is going to have to sacrifice himself again. Nope. They're going to use the literal translation from Greek Latin, which literally means the lifting of the veil. But the epic tale was 2022 and the beginning of the Great Awakening has set the stage for a great realignment this year. Look for unlikely allies who share common values to now join forces to overcome the globalist corporatist attack on humanity as we band together to defend our basic rights, freedoms, and traditions. Ha! How do you like that? 21 Wires got it all figured out. Well, I guess I don't need to be here anymore. No, we can't do that. Now, you see, the thing is that there may be a great awakening, and people are going to be probably paying a little bit more attention to this bogus Congress we have right now. And again, I can count 50, maybe, people who really love the Constitution that really want to uphold, protect, and defend it against all enemies, both foreign and, what was that word? Domestic. You got to be kidding. There's domestic enemies here? Well, blow me down. Who? Olive, where's me spinach? Hey, that's what it is, folks. Domestic enemies. We got them. And a lot of them are in Congress. A lot of them are pedophiles. Can't tell you which one, but Jeffrey Epstein's videos might. All those people that went out there and visited his little island, and they got videotape of them, and they're blackmailing them. Hey, we got books out on that subject, folks. And, you know, Dr. Anthony Mengele, you know, stepping down as head of NIAID after 40 years. He said he was going to step down by December 31, but the agency hasn't officially confirmed it yet. I say we go after him. Yeah. Yeah, Congress is going to drag him out there, and we're going to have another shift show. And he's going to sit there and call them all morons, and you don't know what you're talking about, and I'm a scientist, and if you challenge me, you challenge science, and, you know, he's going to insult their intelligence, and I know more than you do, and all they got to do, if they're smart, is play the damn video that he said on mainstream media and say, that was a lie. Here's all the new studies, and have other people come in and testify that he's a liar. You know, it's so shy of Nuremberg 2, it's not even funny. We all want to see the guy hang from a rope, at least most of us do. Him and Burks, you know, the scarf lady, they want a rope scarf for her. She actually wrote a book about it and admitted to everything. Isn't that crazy? I mean, when you're going to put a tell-all book out, I mean, you really seriously want to do that while Biden is still in power? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the web we weave. The Twitter files, by the way. The saga continues. The documents that have been released to date by Mr. Musk reveal the lawlessness of our intelligence agencies and the psyops against the American public, far worse than what we thought. Between October 2019 and February 2021 alone, the FBI paid Twitter $3.4 million to censor certain views and stories on its behalf. And what do you think the big story was? Laptop from hell. And then COVID. And they need to censor. Just, you know, if they could take a scissors and snip through all those Twitter files, they would probably cut up pretty much most of what Musk is revealing now in these emails. And of course, we're going to, on our news email blast we send you, there's a related video. Washington expands the war state, Miranda Devine and Democrat censorship regime, system update number 6. That's going to be put out there so those of you can link to it and watch it if you have internet. You don't have internet. If you have a smartphone, you can watch it, though. But so a lot of people, they use a landline or they have just a regular flip phone because they don't believe in the smartphone technology. I am about to that point right now where I feel like getting rid of my smartphone and just going back to the old flip phone. And if I find out that, you know, there's shady stuff going on with that, I'll just get rid of it altogether and just go to a landline. They can still hear your phone calls, folks. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, you name your acronym, pick whatever acronym you want. They can still monitor all your calls. They were doing that back in the 90s when computer technology was blooming. And of course, now, here's equal protection of the law. Here's a classic case. You have people out there that are looking at the Trump tax returns. They went public. They were released last week by the Democrat-controlled House and Ways and Means Committee. And, of course, that is going to change. Donald Trump and his wife Melania reported negative income in four of the 6 years covered by the couple's joint tax returns. And, of course, some of the documents revealed how much taxes that Trump actually paid. Yeah. And he made all of his returns public, which covers the years 2015 to 2020, consisting over 2,700 pages of individual returns for Trump and Melania, who's not even the subject of this, but she is on a joint return because of it. She married him, so over 3,000 pages for the former president's business. See, they were all trying to find a way to hang him out to dry based on information in his tax returns, but it backfired on him. For the 6 years, Trump reported negative income and paid $1.8 million in taxes. And you know what the thing is that really chaps my hide about this whole thing? He didn't draw salary when he was president. He donated it to charity. These people have a lot of nerve trying to take him down. Because there's a lot of people out there, even people in the GOP that don't like him. He's got a big ego. McCarthy cusses him. You know, you find out. You'll find out who in this new legislative session, when they reconvene and swear in all these new newbies, you're going to find out who's on his side and who's not real quick. You shall know them by their fruits. Meanwhile, Kerry Lake ally Abraham Hamadeh announced that he's going to file a motion to delay the inauguration of the next Arizona Attorney General after a judge announced Thursday that a recount found he lost to Democrat candidate Chris Mays by only a few hundred votes. Well, Kerry Lake is appealing now to the Supreme Court of the state of Arizona. And, of course, now that we have only 280 votes to determine the winner here, Hamadeh decided he was going to follow suit. So now they've got a thing where Hamadeh is requesting outgoing Attorney General Mark Brnovich to remain in office until all the issues are resolved. You see, the shift show continues. People in the United States, by the way, who have received COVID-19 booster shots are more likely than those who have gotten just a primary series to get infected, receive hospital care, and die, according to an Epoch Times investigation. Yeah, we knew that. You just keep going out there and getting them booster shots. You just go right ahead and do that. You see how long you stick around. The more mRNA they put into your system, the crappier your system is going to perform, and all this garbage is going to create blood clots. They don't call it the clot shot for nothing, folks. I know. You all know this because you're listening to the show. You know the data. We've got it. We've had people on that demonstrated it. You know, the Chinese crate, the King Cobra, the snake venom, Genentech, Pfizer bottom. Now they're, you know, they, and the snail, you know, our guest last week talked about the snail and the venom. Yeah, the shots are basically there to numb the system and kill the immunity, cause respiratory problems. Now, of course, here's something really strange. Do you remember the four University of Ohio students that were stabbed to death? I mean, it made news. You should be somewhat aware of it. Well, they've got a guy that they have arrested in Pennsylvania early Friday morning by the Pennsylvania State Police with the assistance of other law enforcement agencies at a home in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, 2,500 miles away from the crime scene. Brian Koberger, the man suspected of killing four University of Idaho students, reports he was studying for a PhD in criminology and he underwent a personality shift in high school that his friends found troubling. Huh. Interesting. Personality shift. I wonder if he was bullied. PhD in criminology. Go figure. This almost sounds like, remember the Leopold and Loeb case? Way back when? They attempted to commit the perfect crime? Man, I mean, the guy is studying for a PhD in criminology and he goes out and does something like this, allegedly. It'll be interesting to see how they sort this out and what evidence they bring forward against Mr. Koberger. In California, 9 controversial laws are going to be taking effect as of the first of the year. From increasing the minimum wage to legalizing jaywalking to shielding criminal records, the new laws will impact employment, healthcare, housing, public safety, and consumer protection. We have a story on that in our email blast. Florida, meanwhile, also has 5 laws going into effect. And so you've got some discounts for some Florida drivers, changes to insurance procedures for homeowners, new safety measure in place for Florida apartment renters. If you record 35 or more toll road trips in a given month, you can get a 50% credit on your toll bill. Instead of having to publish legal notices in the newspaper, the government can now just put them on their website. That's where they're going to publish. Oh, now you got to pay attention to every little thing. See, here's the thing. All 67 counties in Florida are online. Online. Whoa, they're online. You can go look online at everything. So that means they say, hey, you know, we can save a whole lot of money by not publishing them in the newspaper. And people just need to go online on their website and look at legal notices. They put them there. Now, if you don't have internet, I guess you're screwed, aren't you? Contractors cannot pursue payments from insurers on behalf of a homeowner. They got to do the work. Yeah. Workers' comp. Yep, there's a change there in Florida law. About 8.5% decrease in workers' compensation insurance costs is on the board. And landlords are going to have to do a background check on all workers in the apartment complex. Yep. Can't hire a bunch of rapists now, can we? Yeah. Well, we're going to have 4 news for you. And, of course, we'll take a phone call or two if you like. Yeah, I know you're just starting to wake up here. Day one of our new broadcast. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. support small businesses, and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's about 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here. We're live on shortwave 7.490. For those of you, 844-769-2944. If you want to drag your little sleepy butt out of bed and give me a call and talk about whatever you want to vent about. New Year's resolutions, I mean, do you really? You really want to go there? Everybody's thinking about it. What are we going to do this year in 2023? Well, we're not going to go to the window and throw open the window and yell, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore like they did on the network. I'm not going to yell like Peter Finch. I know at 7:30 in the morning, you don't need to hear me yelling. I've been enough without yelling. Anyway, we move back into, and I forgot to tell you too, we are on video. We're streaming on the platform. And you can dial us in on the video platform on thepowerhour.com and listen to us or watch us live. Watch my little sleepy head today. Oh, yeah. We just have so much fun on here. And, you know, if you have a guest that you would like to hear on the show, topic matter you'd like to have discussed, political opinion or comment that you want to make, you know the number to call. Chris in Kentucky, good morning, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Dave, and I'm glad to be finding back on the Power Hour because I listened to it in the early days with Joyce Riley and Dave Blankeist, and due to my work schedule, I got a schedule that you're on in the morning, and I'm happy about this because this is great to wake up to. I don't even need coffee to listen to this in the morning. This is inspiring to be on this time of morning.
Wow. Chris, unlike you, I need four cups to get going. I'm about 3 hours out right now in my time slot, because I'm usually up somewhere between 4 and 5 a.m. That's what time my body clock is like. I got to get up. So I'm so glad you're listening. Are you on shortwave now, or are you listening to us locally somewhere on AM, FM?
Well, I got a new laptop, and I'm on a landline, and I like the landlines because I'm a lot healthier because I don't want to get COVID embraced more with the radiation from those cell phones. I mean, that's another topic. Ah. There's so much going on in the news. These iRobots from Amazon, did you hear this report that they spy on you in your home?
Yep.
Everything.
Yeah, just like the Roombas. Yeah, they catalog your floor plan, and God only knows what they listen to. I mean, this is the thing. We already know Alexa's doing it, and Siri's doing it. I mean, you can't get away with even mentioning it before she chimes up. I mean, if you're in the room and your phone is in the room, and you say that word, and you call that name, all of a sudden she chimes in. It's like, oh, you're listening to my conversations, are you? So, yeah, I get it.
Yep, that's really true. And you talked about Mitch McConnell. He lives about 15 minutes from me. I live in Louisville, and you know what? We need more protesters there. Times that he come in. He's had protesters. What happened at a restaurant a few years ago, he had protesters about China. This was back in 2015. They know people in Kentucky in this area know about Mitch McConnell, but we have to get more active. If we the people have the power out there, listeners, we have the power. Those are our employees. They work for us. They don't work for we could take back this country. We got to get active, Dave. We got to get our voices out there more and more.
We do. And that's you're right on about that, Chris. I mean, we've got to do this on the community level, and then they've got to show up. They got to protest. They got to get in his face. And like I said last week, the best way to get to the guy is to get into his administrative assistant's head and tell him exactly what his constituents are going to do the next time he comes back for a town hall meeting. And man, oh, man, don't think that won't wake him up, because the AA will turn around and go, hey, Senator, guess what? They're going to rally against you when you get off of that plane. They got your itinerary, and, that's the sort of thing you're talking about. And we're not talking about doxing him and showing up at his home and committing violent acts. We're talking about letting him know what we the people think, and he better start paying attention to us instead of Chucky Schumer, the guy with the blade, who's going to, slice and dice Mitch the bitch if he doesn't pay attention to what's going on. And like I said before, in the last break, you're going to find out who all the rhinos are, because we have a lame duck session. And the Democrats need all the rhinos to back up everything that's on their agenda, including getting McCarthy in as speaker. So, there's a big groundswell right now trying to keep him from getting nominated for that position. And you watch all the Democrats. He's playing both sides of the coin here. And if he gets put in the driver's seat, it's because the Democrats put him there. And we'll find out what the vote is. What do you think about that? What's your take on that, Chris?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is great. Everybody's got to be, quit this term limits. Serve the people. Get our voices heard. But what we got to do, got to get them active. I've talked to police officers who are waking up now. They know something's really going down. Everything. We don't have a constitutional republic anymore. I saw one veteran with his flag upside down in his yard. We're in distress, and I agree with that.
Yeah, people are putting
too much government.
Yeah, people put their postage stamps upside down on their envelopes they mail for the same reason.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that, because it's a spiritual consciousness in my conscience that I feel that 2023, I think it's going to be the same. Everybody says, people come to me and say, oh, we're going to have a great new year. We got a great government. You know, these young college students I listen to in the stores, I go to the stores, I can't believe what I hear, how they're being brainwashed by these professors saying that the economic forum will provide jobs and just good careers for them. No. This is what's going on. We got to get this starts in the school systems, all the way to the colleges. That's what we have to tell our kids. And there's a lot of good teachers out there. And I'd like to hear from some teachers that have been in a school system. Dave, I'm getting so many topics here. But it's so important to know.
No, Betty, you're right on about that.
Let's hear from some teachers out there that seen and woke up. We'd like to hear from them, Dave. We'll open up the show to them.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have them on. In fact, we've had a few of them on. We've had actually a college professor that has come on this show twice already. And has written a book about it, and he's just basically saying, look, you're better off. In fact, we had Bruce Goodmanson, who I interviewed at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour in Dallas, and he's put out a book about all these things that you could do, and you don't need a college degree. And within 6 months, you're part of the workforce. Yeah, I'm just like, what do we need colleges for? But see, this is part of the problem, Chris, as you well know. Is all these parents are showing up at school board meetings. That's high school. Once these kids pay all this money and get into college, there's where we need to start launching. And parents need to put their foot down and say, you know what? You're not going to that school. That school is lib. You are not going to come home here and start this crap with me. I don't care if it's the alma mater and you got offered a full ride scholarship to play football or whatever the case may be. You're going to get programmed in there, and we want you to go to a good school where you're not going to get brainwashed. I mean, parents need to start putting their feet down and saying enough is enough. We're not supporting this. You want to go to this lib school, buddy? You go out and get a job and you work and earn it, because there's no free ride here in America, and it starts at home.
That's exactly right. And you know, and the banker boys are taking all the loans, and they're getting richer off of it because they're looting you. That's all they're doing. I know a lot of college people in their 30s now have woke up and said, well, I still have debt. I said, well, that's what I tried to tell these kids. You know, and now they're in debt. They have to work, you know, tremendous hours to get this debt paid off, and it may be a few years.
You know, the last stats that were out, Chris, 66.1 billion, with a B, dollars is being saddled by all of those over the age of 60. That's how much student debt they still owe. 66.1 billion.
Wow.
That's scary. And that figure came out last year.
That's incredible. I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, yeah, it is that bad. People think this economy is so far out. You know, why do we have all the student debt? I mean, people have been enslaved. And, you know, the part of the problem is they made it look so easy. They're still doing this. They're still brainwashing everybody and saying, we'll give you a free ride. All you got to do is, you know, see here, just sign here. And you get a student loan as long as you stay in college and let them brainwash you. You know, you don't have to pay us. And see, that's why we have professional students, because they get to keep delaying their payment. So, you know, the more they go in, the more they get brainwashed, the more they come out a liberal. And that's exactly what the government wants. And so, you know, we don't need more libtards. We need right-thinking people out there. And so, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Chris, but the parents got to get tough with the kids and just start putting their foot down and saying no more of this. That's the only way this thing is going to shake out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's called having, you know, it's called family, you know.
Thank you. Well, you live in J-Law territory, don't you?
It's very mixed, this city, of every opinion. You know, some people are awake and some are just kind of still out there. But I could see the brainwashed ones, you know, and they're good people, but it's so sad where they're heading. And it's going to be a rude awakening for these people. What's going to happen to them if they don't wake up?
Yeah, they need to. Well, I appreciate your call, Chris. You have yourself a killer week this week, and I'm glad you were able to chime in that we're back on. You're one of many listeners right now who are enjoying tuning us in at this hour rather than missing the program altogether or listening to the rebroadcast, which they'll be doing on Rents Radio now. Anyway, thanks so much for your call. Have a blessed day. The North Carolina Department of Justice has announced there isn't enough evidence to charge former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in connection with alleged voter fraud in the 2020 election. You see, they're going after everybody up the chain. Wow. Yeah, the state DOJ was prompted by a report in the New Yorker. All right, now, see, in the New Yorker, lib Tard magazine that alleged that Mark Meadows potentially committed voter fraud by listing a Scaly Mountain, North Carolina address on his registration form as his residence as of September 20, 2020, 3 weeks before voter registration cut off. Now, it's in the New Yorker, and what does the DOJ do? Believes everything that's in the mainstream media, right? You see, this is the problem. Shoot first, ask questions later, and now they get egg on their face. Wow. And Kamala, oh, giggles. You know, the woman who can't complete a sentence without laughing. Now she says, if you want to take a picture with me at the Senate swearing-in photos, anybody over 2 years old is going to have a negative COVID test. Kamala, wake up, woke lady. Who wants a picture taken with you? You're going to be wearing a mask. They can't see you. All they can do is hear you giggling through it, talking about Venn diagrams. Yeah. Kamala, you're a weasel. You know that? Nobody likes you, Kamala. Man, oh, man. Yeah, I think Fetterman probably would have done a better job. He at least would have gone to the border. I can just see the bumper stickers now. Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer. I really want to get some of those printed up. I think we could make a ton of money doing that, selling those bumper stickers. People put them on the cars that, what? We didn't know that Fetterman was run by Biden. See, that's how stupid these people are. All the libtards would go crazy. What do you mean Fetterman's running? Who told you that? Where'd you get that information from? It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, you could have so much fun with these people. They would just flip out. Yeah. That was about as funny a bumper sticker as one. I was driving up in East Texas, and this girl was driving a pickup truck, and she had a bumper sticker on the back of her truck that said, if you're going to ride my ass, at least spank me and pull my hair. And I mean, I lost it. I'm about to hit the brakes because I'm not going to ride her butt. I'm just laughing. I'm going, man, you've got to have a real sense of humor to put something like that on the back of your truck. Boy, that just brings so many ideas out about conversations we could have about the funniest bumper stickers you've ever seen. But I'm afraid that we couldn't let some of those out there because Let's Go Brandon in the F-bomb are all over a lot of people's trucks right now. So we can't say that on the air. Yeah, because we are on radio, folks. For those of you that think we're only on the internet and on shortwave, no, we're on AM/FM stations across the country. So we do have to cater to the FCC. They are also censoring our freedom of speech as well. Don't think they're not. The Second Amendment, guess what? Another victory, another blow. Alabama, their constitutional carry law took effect yesterday, meaning that law-abiding Americans in 25 states can now carry a gun for self-defense without paying the government a fee or getting government permission. Are you ready for the 25 states besides Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming? That's half of the United States states where people can now carry a gun for self-defense. Ha! Huh. Now, then you got to ask yourself why the other states aren't following suit. Well, because they're all blue states. See, we're at this 50-50 marginal position about being able to rescue America. And this is just one prime example. The Second Amendment clearly says what it says. I am afraid that, and here's something about the Convention of States, and this may be another bone to pick in your craw. I don't really have a lot of faith in it, even though they seem to be garnering support. See, that's why, you know, Chris was talking about term limits in our phone call just now. And here's the thing. Term limits would be good if they would just pass it without having to reopen the Constitution. You know, just make it a rule. But they won't do that, you see, because once you get in power, you want to keep it. So they spend, you know, they get in office and they spend the next 2 years of their term in Congress trying to get reelected again so they can just keep that going. Keep the power play going. Now, if you had just a single 2 year term limit, how many people would actually run for that? How many people would run for Congress, for the House of Representatives, if all they were allowed to serve was 2 years? And when they got done, they didn't get those permanent perks. They didn't get a pension. They had to go back and work for a living. Hey, if you're going to serve the United States of America, you can't get, you know, act like a whore and spend money like a drunken sailor that you don't have. And I think this has been the biggest problem we have in America is Congress is full of a bunch of whores. They whore after our money. They whore after power. They lust after it. This is a problem. The love of money is the root of all evil. And they get there and they get corrupted and they enrich themselves and they play games with minor kids. A lot of them do. Don't think they haven't because they have. They just haven't been caught yet. We got some real serious problems in Washington. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to bop down to the bottom of the list here. You know what Pelosi did before she gave up her little situation as Speaker of the House? She has basically boosted the maximum rate that lawmakers can pay House staff. Yeah, one of her final acts before having to hand over the Speaker's gavel next week. The House is going to raise maximum annual rate of pay for staff. Are you ready for this, folks? $212,100. Huh. She said the move would help Congress attract and retain quality employees. Really? No, it just... Here's why they got to raise it that much, because it costs so damn much to live in D.C. and they needed staffers to live local, and it costs so much money to rent. You know, and I mean, these people are not, I mean, Congress is not even being paid that much. But you see, they get honoraria and they get donations and they get, you know, to their foundations. You know, it's part of the power play that they manifest when they get there. And then you get lobbyists and dark money. So, you know, wow, retain quality employees for $212,000. I'll tell you what, folks, at that price, they damn well better pick up that phone when you call to complain. Know what I'm saying? That's what Chris was talking about, getting in their head. You got to get in the head of the administrative assistant. They're the ones making this money. It's like, damn, I don't even make $212,000 a year. How much do these people actually work? 9 to 5? How many hours a day? Do we even have an accounting of that? No. Another big waste of money, folks. You see, Congress makes the play, and everybody just goes, oh, this is so good. I can't wait for universal basic income like Andrew Yang was promoting. Another way for people to sit on their asses. Oh, speaking of which, let's go to economy and business and talk about that. Home Depot, man, you got to love this guy. You know, many of you say Home Depot are woke. Well, the co-founder of Home Depot, Bernie Marcus, is blaming socialism for, quote, lazy, fat, and stupid labor force. Oh, man. He said, due to the economic agenda of socialism, this is what he's telling the Financial Times. The co-founder of Home Depot says, nobody works. Nobody gives a damn. Just give it to me. Send me money. I don't want to work. I'm too lazy. I'm too fat. And I'm too stupid. I got a college degree. Yesterday, I couldn't even spell graduate. And now I are one. Yeah. That's the kind of people we're talking about here. You know, you think that I got that material off of somebody's T-shirt. That's what some college kid was wearing that T-shirt that said exactly what I just said. The ones that sit around want universal basic income because they're too lazy and they're going to sit on that couch and veg and, you know, watch Roseanne grab her crotch while she's singing the national anthem. Yeah, that kind. Yeah. Wow. And see, this is where you've got this cognitive dissonance going around. They don't critically think of what's going on in the world because they think, like Chris said in our last conversation, they're just going to get all this stuff for free. We're going to hand it to them. I was having a conversation with somebody a couple of days ago, and we got into the discussion about what these illegal aliens that sportscaster got chided for. He was at the Sun Bowl calling an El Paso UTEP game, and he said the word illegal alien, and man, I mean, they jumped him like nobody's business. How dare you say that? I'm like, look, he's calling them what they are. El Paso's under a state of emergency right now because they don't have enough places to put these people. And see, that's why the judges are going up. We're going to put the brakes on Title 42. Time out. Wow. Yeah. So, you know, we got into this conversation about illegal aliens, you know, and see, the thing is, the Biden administration seems to think that if he lets them all in, they're all going to vote Democrat. Well, what do you think is going to happen when they start talking to people of their own dialect, their own language, and they start hearing about the truth? You really think they're going to want to vote for what, the country they just left, which is socialist crap? You think they're going to want to do this? Oh, I don't think so. Oh, we are at the top of the hour break. We're going to be back with hour number two on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. Be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is miracle too, and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.